Welcome to Comment with me, George Galloway, on Press TV. This is the big conversation. This is the great debate, but it can only be a debate, of course, if you join in. That's why, above all, I need your telephone calls. You can call me now on 44208601455, or you can SMS the show on 44780008066, or you can email me on comment@presstv.co.uk. Well, the ball has hit the slates now. They're talking around the world about the extraordinary aggressive maneuver mounted by little Willie Hague, who goes around the world threatening people with other people's armies and who has delivered today a classic example of Britain in the service of a foreign power. Britain in the service of the United States of America. Not so much Team GB as Team USA. That's the British government. That's the only possible explanation for the decision of Mr. Hague to threaten to invade the sovereign territory of another country and its embassy in London. In Knightsbridge, the embassy of Ecuador was openly threatened by William Hague with a breach of its national sovereignty by sending in the police to the building next to Harrods in Knightsbridge in central London. Why? Because the Ecuadorians had exercised their sovereign right, to grant political asylum to the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange. Now, he is wanted for questioning, not charged, not tried, certainly not convicted, even of a parking offence in Sweden. And the problem is, Sweden will not give an assurance that if extradited to them, he will not further be extradited to the United States of America, where, if he were, he would stand trial, charged with revealing hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, of inconvenient truths about the crimes against humanity committed by the United States and its allies, including Great Britain and Sweden, for that matter. So, it's about WikiLeaks, stupid. It's not about the alleged sexual misconduct, bad manners, call them what you will, of Mr. Julian Assange, who is accused by two women in Sweden who were both his girlfriends at the same time, who were sleeping with him consensually, who had sex with him with their permission consensually, but then claimed that in the course of the night, one of them, that she fell asleep only to wake up and there he was having sex with her again, the other claiming that she did agree to have sex with him with a condom, but she woke up to find him having sex with her without a condom. If true, very, very bad form. If true, very bad manners. Not a criminal offence in Britain, where he is now being hunted, but a criminal offence, if established, in Sweden. So far, so very sordid. But if you believe that this is really about that this big international crisis, this act which might trigger war between Latin America and Britain, this act of aggression against Ecuador's embassy, which might set alight British interests in Latin America, if you think this has all been done to save the amour propre of the Swedish justice system, or if you think even more absurdly that this has all been done because of some commitment to women's rights in Scandinavia, then you are more stupid than I can possibly imagine. Now, there are three groups of people out there tonight who are defending the British government's action. One of them are the people who support British and American crimes against humanity around the world. I'm not interested in those. A second group are liberals who think that this alleged series of offences by Julian Assange are more important than the risk of Assange being deported to the United States from Sweden, WikiLeaks disappearing from the face of the earth, and Britain and America and others being allowed to go on committing massive crimes of mass murder of millions of people around the world, unnoticed. Now, if you're that kind of liberal, you need to pay attention and wise up. This is about WikiLeaks, not about the third group of people I wish to address this evening, namely feminists. There is a class of feminists out there outraged at Assange's behavior. I must tell you, I think his behavior is pretty sordid myself. But if you cannot see, if you are so blinded by your feminism that you cannot see that WikiLeaks strategically delivered and is delivering a massive service to all of humanity by exposing these crimes of imperialism in the world, and that that might just might be the reason why Assange is being accused, why the Swedes want him, and why the Swedes will not promise not to extradite him to the United States to face life imprisonment or even death. If you cannot see that, then you are not seeing past the end of your nose. You are not seeing the wood for the trees. That'll be, I think, a big subject this evening, but there are others. I was in Manchester and in Bradford this week leading protests against the massacre of Muslims in Burma. The Rohingya people are not just being killed, tortured, raped, persecuted, driven into the sea. They are being ignored by the international media and the international political class. I wonder why that might be. You tell me what you think. And it's all out tomorrow for Al-Quds Day, Jerusalem Day, to highlight the foreign occupation, illegal, brute military occupation of the holy city of Jerusalem for these last 65 years past in one part of the city and 40 odd years in another since 1967. There is an Al-Quds Day demonstration in London. I will not myself be able to be there, but I encourage everyone watching this to join that demonstration. And we'll be talking, of course, about Bahrain, where the crimes continue, where demonstrations continue, where people are being sent to prison for 3 years, 3 years for quote unquote insulting the Bahraini dictatorship on Twitter. Crikey, if people got jailed for insulting me on Twitter, there'd be a lot of life sentences going on out there. I need your calls, I need your SMS, I need your emails. Abbas is first up, wants to talk about Julian Assange. Abbas, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, peace be with you, George.
Thanks very much, brother. Go ahead.
I kind of agree with you. When you talk about Assange, you have to talk about WikiLeaks. It's ridiculous not to. It's like talking about human rights and not talking about Palestine.
Exactly.
And I think this whole incident is quite interesting because it's interesting to compare WikiLeaks and, say, the UK government. For example, the UK government, I think they controlled most of the world at one point, and WikiLeaks, I think they've changed the world.
Yeah.
If you look at, for example, the figureheads, the UK has William Hague doing, well, we know what he does. And then if you look at a man like Julian Assange, I think he's the one who interviewed Sayyid Nasrallah. And, well, what an honour that is and what a man he is. So you can really compare and take sides very easily. And even more than that, if you mentioned Palestine, Al-Quds, the UK is not the type of country we know to care for human rights, to care for anything like that. And yet, WikiLeaks, I think, has humbled the world. And those who take an interest in this kind of thing can clearly see WikiLeaks being part of the voice of the oppressed.
Well, you would think that was obvious, Abbas, and I'm grateful to you for stating the obvious. Unfortunately, it is not. As the merest glance at the polemic I'm deeply engaged in on Twitter at the moment is, if you're not following me on Twitter, do so at George Galloway and do weigh in with your point of view, please. There are a lot of useful idiots out there. People who can see the tree, but not the wood. People who can see the end of their nose, but not beyond it. People who cannot comprehend the fact that this is not about allegations, not charges, certainly not convictions, of sexual misconduct by Julian Assange. neither is it about any wish to idolise in any way Julian Assange. As a matter of fact, I've met him. He seems a very odd fellow to me. I certainly didn't warm to him. It's not necessary to admire Julian Assange. It's about whether Sweden will extradite Assange to the United States of America so that he disappears into the bowels of the US justice system for the rest of his life, like Bradley Manning, the man alleged to have given him many of the secret cables which WikiLeaks exposed to the world and did a service to humanity. That's what it's about. Now, is that more important than these ex post facto allegations by two of Assange's former girlfriends who continued to have sexual relations with him after the alleged offences took place? How stupid can you be? Can't you see what's going on here? I'm going all the way to Benin to talk to Ali about the same subject. Ali in Benin, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, George, good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, brother.
Yeah. You see, George, all what they are doing about Assange, yeah, they are just trying to defeat people or you know, disorganize what we're supposed to be doing, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, no? It's pretty obvious if you've got eyes in your head and ears on the side of your face. It's pretty obvious what's going on, no?
Hello?
Ali, I'm saying it's pretty obvious what's going on.
Yeah, it's very, very bad, George. It's very, very bad. Britain cannot extradite somebody from United Kingdom to America. And, you know, United Kingdom does not supposed to do that at all. They are trying to bring Britain down all the time.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ali, I'll tell you what's pretty dismaying, that a country, Great Britain, that used to be a haven for people needing political asylum, that people are having to claim political asylum from Britain, in Britain. That's what's really, really depressing here. Let's talk to Fanuel in Zimbabwe about Al-Quds, occupied Jerusalem. Go ahead, my friend. Go ahead, turn your television down. You really have to turn your television down or no one will understand either of us.
How are you, Georgie?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
George?
Yes, you're on the
thank
air.
Thank you. George, I would like to, first of all, thank you for championing the issue of human rights. Thank you so much. Really, you are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Telling what is happening in Palestine, I'd like to say all is happening because of America. They are turning a blind eye, and as a result, they came to be the rescuers of those who would be being oppressed. Yet they look at Israel doing all sorts of evil to Palestine, but they keep quiet. So the very person, the very country I blame is America and its allies.
You're absolutely right, Fanuel in Zimbabwe. Got to press on. So many people trying to get through. Thanks for the call. Shakir is in the UK. Wants to talk about Julian Assange. Go ahead, Shakir.
Hi, Mr. Galloway.
Hi there.
Okay, I will talk from a layman's point of view, and it's a general question for everyone to know. Firstly, I'd like to I want you to make a few things clear. Okay. Generally, a general embassy in the United Kingdom, what rights do they have in order to keep someone in their embassy? And secondly, if the police do go into the embassy, what relations will that hold with the Latin Americans? Because obviously it would shake the international community in Latin America and maybe other countries as well, because they would then feel as if, you know what, is our embassy in threat if this happens in any other situation? That's all it is. Thank you. Bye.
Well, very good questions. And actually, it's very clear. If the British police enter the sovereign Ecuadorian territory in Knightsbridge, which is what their embassy is, it will be an act of war. It will be an act of criminal aggression against Ecuador. It will be a breach of international law. It will be a breach of all the Vienna conventions governing diplomatic relations between states, and it will provoke very considerable repercussions. Anyone, anywhere, will feel the need, perhaps, to invade and occupy British embassies in other countries. And Britain will not have a leg to stand on in condemning it, because people will say, you invaded the Ecuadorian embassy because you didn't like a sovereign decision taken by the Ecuadorian government. Well, we don't like that sovereign decision that you, the British government, have just taken. So we're going to invade your embassy. We're going to set alight to your interests in our country. How can that conceivably be in British interest? Now, they have not yet entered the two rooms in the building rented by Ecuador and therefore Ecuadorian territory. But they are in the building. And, of course, theoretically, they can now blockade the building. It might become impossible for Julian Assange to go to the lavatory. It might become impossible for someone to bring a bottle of water or a cup of tea or a loaf of bread into Julian Assange. And thus, an aggressive act will have been committed, which will not have crossed that Rubicon of actually invading Ecuadorian territory, but will nonetheless have forced the countermanding, the trumping, if you like, of a sovereign decision of Ecuador. Now, if Ecuador wraps him up in a diplomatic bag and seeks to transport him in Ecuadorian embassy cars to the embassy to catch an Ecuadorian flight to Ecuador, and the British seize him, that will create an international crisis. That it too will be a breach of international law, be an act of aggression. So why would Britain do that? Is there anyone out there? Well, unfortunately, there is. Is there anyone out there that thinks that Britain is doing this, would do that because of charges of sexual misconduct in Sweden? Is there anybody out there really thinks that? Or is it more likely that Britain has done this and will perhaps do the rest in the service of the United States of America, which is salivating at the possibility of getting their hands on the man who, with WikiLeaks, embarrassed American and British imperialism in front of the whole world, and as Abbas said earlier, actually changed the world? What do you think? Elizabeth in London wants to talk about that subject. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Galloway. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome.
I am slightly a feminist, and I am unfortunately an American, but I have to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you to Ecuador for saving what is, to me, a real American hero. I mean, I hate to quote G.I. Joe here, but knowing is half the battle, and without WikiLeaks, without Julian Assange, the world is a much worse place. I just can't possibly say enough how silly it is, and it's unfortunate. I've lived here for 11 years, and I've been very happy to avoid the entire Bush, George W. Bush era in the United States and such. But I'm wondering, perhaps is now a good time to move to Ecuador?
If the British will let us, Elizabeth, we may have to end up there or in Brazil. Latin America is booming. In Santiago yesterday, the banks ran out of peso notes because the people are spending them so quickly. In Bogota, the skyscrapers are rising. In Brazil, they've just invested $66 billion in their own economy in order to refloat it, in addition to the money that they're putting into the forthcoming World Cup and the forthcoming Olympic Games in Rio. These countries are a big success, while countries like Britain and Europe and your own in the United States are slowly sinking, and their ancient liberties sinking with them, don't you think?
That's unfortunate. I wonder what people such as yourself and myself could do. And if this rally that you're speaking of, or any march, I'm curious to hear you talk about that.
Well, tweet me, Elizabeth, at George Galloway, or Facebook me at George Galloway MP, or email me at gallowayg@parliament.uk. I'd be delighted to make your acquaintance, an American in London who talks common sense. Ali is in the UK, wants to talk about Bahrain and Al-Quds. Ali, welcome to the show.
Hi, George. How are you?
Very well, thanks. I'm fighting fit by the grace of God. Go ahead.
Well, George, Assange, I would like to talk about Bahrain and Palestine, but it's good to talk about Assange to start with, because we have seen these government and these regimes and administrations break the law or bend the law whenever they want to.
Mass murder. Mass murder, Ali.
Yeah, and they
not having sex without a condom. Mass murder.
And they will create a law, and they will create a law whenever they require, their interests require. We have seen them saying, we are concerned, we condemn for 60 years regarding Palestine, people who have been killed on the road, in front of the cameras, in front of the journalists, in front of the politicians. And for 60 years, they've been saying, we are concerned and we condemn. And Israelis are killing people every day. They are occupying Palestine. And all what we are getting is we are concerned. It's the same story repeated in Bahrain. We are concerned, we condemn. Today, prominent human rights activist Nadir Rajab is sentenced for 3 years.
3 years for insulting the rulers by Twitter.
Yeah, insulting, exactly. And all we are getting is we are concerned. We don't see them supporting a murderer like they are supporting in Syria and Israel. They are not supporting the freedom seeker. They're not supporting the true revolutionaries who are seeking justice, but they are supporting people who kill people in the road, like what they are doing in Syria and in Palestine. Unfortunately, that's the administrations, that's the government we've got, and we have to have the guts to change them and change them as early as possible if we want.
You're right about that, Ali, but first we've got to know what they're up to. And that's the real service that WikiLeaks did us. Sorry to cut you short. I'm going to Cyprus to talk to our old friend Andreas about Bahrain. Andreas, welcome.
Good evening, George. How are you?
Very well, sir. Go ahead, please.
I would like to talk about not only Bahrain, but Saudi Arabia, Palestine, about, I don't know, these countries.
Okay, you've only got 2 minutes, so hurry up.
I watch a press TV via satellite, and I watch Al Jazeera News, France 24, BBC, Euronews, and there's no coverage. They don't tell us what's going on in Palestine or in Saudi Arabia or in Bahrain, whatever, all these killings and everything. It's unbelievable. I have to watch the Russian news to see what's going on in Palestine, which is something really close to my heart, to be honest with you. It's amazing how biased, how ridiculous the news is. Al Jazeera used to be my favorite channel. Now it's absolutely...
They committed journalistic suicide, Andreas, in the service of their royal owners. Wow, we lost Andreas. What a pity. And I'm not sure I want to go to Australia at this late stage. I might rather take Iyad in Australia on Palestine after the break, which I need to take in just 1 minute time. So let me sum up for the first half what we're talking about here. We're talking about the aggression mounted today by the British government against Ecuador, the threat to enter the sovereign territory of Ecuador, namely the two rooms in Knightsbridge in central London that they rent in a building and have as their recognized embassy. It is therefore their sovereign territory. Anyone forcing entry to it is, in international legal terms, invading Ecuador. Now, Ecuador may be a small country, maybe invading it seemed like a good idea to William Hague. But let me assure him, if his ambassadors in Latin America have not already done so, that any such aggression against a Latin American country will set alight Britain's interest in the entirety of Latin America. We're talking about Bahrain. We're talking about Palestine. We're talking about the crimes of the international elites. And I'll be back right after this.